But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Well, I'm staying warm.
That's the most important thing. It's pretty cold out there. Everywhere.
Yeah, it seems like the whole continent is cold. Even down in parts of Mexico, I heard, were, I mean, not freezing cold or anything like that, but cool for them, right?
So, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about weather, when bad weather affects your travel plans. If there's anything that can throw a monkey wrench into travel plans, it certainly can be weather, because we can't control it, right?
No, that's it exactly. And I think the first thing, as we always say, is when things go awry, it's always nice to know that your travel agency and agent is looking after you and monitoring your situations like weather, winter weather, and it can impact clients' travel plans, as we've all seen.
Well, and I think the one thing you can do, and we talk about this ad nauseum almost, is have travel insurance for trip interruption, because if you have that, at least you have something to fall back on. Because if you're relying on the airlines to refund you or get you where you want to go when the weather's bad, it's probably not a very good option.
Well, it gives you peace of mind. It gives you an avenue for an out, as well as what we're seeing with airlines is not only for weather, but for other like world situations. They do offer travel waivers that will allow you to rebook your ticket away from the effective dates at no charge. So again, your travel agent can help you out with that. But that has been useful for many clients in the past. As you know, and when we're in a situation like this where it is cold weather, it's always good to get travel advisories or weather alerts, or make sure you're signed up on your airline's app so that you can get notifications sent to you via email or text message.
Yeah, like I guess the underlying thing is control what you can control, right? So at least be in the know, so maybe you can have some backup plans going. Like if you are stuck at the airport, maybe you can get a hotel or something to that effect, right?
Right. So at the airport, always check the flight status board to see if flights scheduled at later times are canceling, and chances are yours might too. So if you head to the airline's ticket counter or customer service, they can look to see if they can rebook you right then and there at check-in. If you're at the airport and you don't know what to do, try as much as possible to listen for instructions. If you have to go to a hotel, there's different people that will help you lead you to shuttle buses in the designated area. Or if you're on a flight and you are just stuck in limbo, hopefully the flight crew will make announcements and offer help for anyone that needs assistance, as well as listen to the pilot, because they're also trying to share with you announcements as well. You may have to go to a different airport, like if you're in flight, if you're stuck on the tarmac. There's no specific time of how long that they can hold passengers. Well, they are specific times, but it doesn't always work out with getting that acknowledged. So there's lots of things that can occur when you are in flight at the airport or even before you leave home. And then just think about too, if you're on a connecting flight, like for example, we were just chatting about Toronto's bracing for a big storm, and a lot of our flights are connecting through Toronto.
Yeah, that's just it. It's if you're on a nonstop flight to a destination and you're in your hometown, it's not so bad. You can just go home, and unfortunately you're trip is delayed. If you're connecting somewhere, that's where things can really go off the rails really quickly, where you're stuck at an airport where you may need to have overnight plans, and you may have to wait 2 or 3 days before you get to your destination.
That's right. And I guess in this day of travel, always be flexible. If you're thinking of going to specific places in the world, maybe think about flying to a larger airport because that will give you a greater chance of more alternate flights. And they're also better equipped to clear runways faster or de-icing of a plane. Always the suggestion comes up if you carry, if you just pack carry-on, you may be in a better position to change flights quickly in the event of a cancellation. So kind of always be top of mind of what could happen and have an emergency plan. Always have a plan B.
Yeah, and that's where I guess, as you mentioned right at the start, when you have a travel advisor helping you out, you think of things that the average traveler may not think of, right? And so you can help them, you can help your clients prepare for anything, right?
That's right. And we have a broader scope than just what the airline that you are traveling on. So maybe if you checked with the customer service desk at the airport, they might only give you what that specific airline offers, but a travel agent is more strategic and they will look at all your options to present to you.
What about at your destination? Like I'm thinking in the circumstance of maybe a tropical storm comes up in your destination if you're at a sun destination. Mm-hmm. What about in that scenario?
I would check with the hotel to see if you can book a couple of extra nights there and if and how they're handling the situation. Like hopefully they don't close, but they can take care of their existing clients. And that's a big thing is being able to not be at the airport and being stranded, but just make a overnight stay if that's what it takes, or a longer day. So I would definitely work with the property that you're staying at currently.
And also, I think one of the just the simpler things, you know, you might not want to book the last flight of the day because chance if that one gets canceled, now you're looking at the next day, right? If you're booked earlier in the day, you have a better chance of getting on a secondary flight throughout the day, right?
That's it, because it seems like the first and the last flights of a day have a higher frequency of being canceled. So depending on the start and the end of the storm. So yes, that's a very good tip to consider. But of course, when you're booking, you don't anticipate the time frame you're going may impact it. But yeah, it's a good point to consider. Because, you know, you do hear other advice saying that take the first flight of the day because then the plane is already at the airport and you're not waiting for a plane to come in.
True. And we're in this case talking about mostly flying, but a lot of people drive. And of course, you're talking about a different type of circumstance when, you know, you're on the roads, you want to make sure that you stay on the main roads and you know, again, be aware of travel advisories and track and pack an emergency travel kit, right?
Yeah, and that could go as well as if you're driving, flying, or traveling by rail, prepare for possible delays with a few essentials. So pack a small bag with an extra sweater, gloves, a small throw, as well as water, high energy or high protein foods, such as granola bars and beef jerky. And you might also want to pack a toothbrush and toothpaste, a change of underwear, and any needed prescription medications. Also, if you know you are driving, you might want to take along a flashlight, extra batteries, and a phone charger, as well as a first aid kit and a good book.
And a good book. And I will add this one, because if you happen to get stuck and you're in a vehicle, don't leave the vehicle. It's a lot easier for people, emergency people, to find a vehicle than it is to find you who may get lost or disoriented in the cold or the storm or whatever the case may be. Stay in the vehicle.
Yes, I agree with that totally. And then you kind of, when you're in the situation, obviously you're a little bit shattered, so you don't know what to do, but that is very good advice.
Any other last minute tips?
Well, it you know what, in Canada, that's just what's going to happen in winter. And also, we don't have a lot of options with airlines changing their schedules and changing their routes. So we might be, you know, placed with just one option as far as a connection. So work with work with a travel agent. Honestly, that is the best way, because then you don't feel like you're alone or you're frustrated in trying to figure out next steps.
Very true. Always great advice. Odanna Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X. At Odanna Forbes, odannaforbes.com is her website. Thanks for the tips, Odanna.
Stay warm. Have a good week.